This is a brand new song, and I've only sung it once in public. So I want to tell you a little bit about it, because some of the ways that I do things, sometimes I'll use the word spirit and I'll use the word Shiva. And Shiva is another name for God. The great yogis call it Shiva, and it has Shakti power. And you hear me interchange that. It depends on what comes through me. There's a beat that goes to everything that I say, and I'm going to give you the beat, and you
us all moving. Now we're in good shape. Now we're in good shape, right? Thank you. And now it's my great pleasure to present our speaker for the day, our very own Reverend Connie Beth Grotty.
Good morning. Happy Halloween, a day late again. A few days ago, I was attending a memorial service for a gentleman that passed away that we share property lines with. And this gentleman was such a happy-go-lucky guy and so healthy and he's 6'9", I found out. I thought he was 7 foot. And he was the least likely guy you would ever think that would drop dead in the woods. The least likely guy. He found out a few years ago he was diabetic, and he used his food like a science. Everything was perfect. So much, he told me once, he said, if you ever want to lose weight, come, I'll give you the formula of how many carbs of this one and that one, and there's a formula to everything in life. Well, so we went to the memorial service. It's the first time I'd been to a funeral parlor in North Carolina. And the gentleman was cremated, which is a little unusual for Roxborough. So I thought, well, this is not going to be too bad. Well, I sat there, and it was packed. Everybody loved this gentleman. But then I started looking at people. I'm a people watcher. And as the sermon started, there was a beautiful part about him. Paul Lynch was his name. There was a very beautiful part about him, about what he had done and the things he had overcome in life and what a good neighbor and father and husband he had been through the years. But I began to watch the people in the congregation, and I began to listen to the fellow giving the sermon part. And I began to listen to the music that I hadn't heard since, like, the altar calls in the Methodist church a long time ago. And I saw people with blank eyes, and they were just sitting there. And it was kind of solemn, and there was no joy in the room. And there's no joy in the room because there wasn't anything inspiring, because the gentleman giving the sermon didn't have any knowledge of where this person was going. And I thought, oh, what a difference. What a difference. It had been a long time. I've been through a few funerals in Indiana, but now they make them, like, short. A few Bible verses, and that's it. You're out of there. So I began to look, and I was so grateful for our chapel. Different people here have wanted to open up the chapel for memorial services for people who have been cremated. And I thought, oh, I don't know about that. And I thought, oh, what a blessing it could be for inspiration of people, of teaching people that life goes on, life is beautiful, and death is a very big part of life. It's a new beginning for us. It's not the end. It's when we go home and reap our rewards or not, because who we are and who we think we take with us. If we're thinking negative, we take that with us for a while. It's everything is according to metaphysical law. And then Halloween came upon us, and I thought, oh, I watched the little boy that my granddaughter watches, Eli, and he was so excited. He wanted to be a cowboy, but he ended up being a monkey. He's two. He had yippee-ki-yay-o down pretty good. But anyway, he ended up being a monkey. And I thought, I got started thinking about Halloween. And I started thinking about us before we know who we are. You know, that ego self, when we feel we're not good enough or we want to be better than we are. Do you realize that ego self allows us to play parts? And we live in a pretend world of kind of what we wish we were or what we want to be or in that competition of I'm better than you are. I've got a better car, got a better job. I think I'm doing pretty good in my life. I'm a great healer. I'm a great this. I'm a great that. Never giving attention that we might be something more than this physical body. And we might be something more than our ego self. Most people wander around trying to be better, or some of us think we're not good enough, so we're hiding in a corner. You've got two sides, it seems like, until we begin to wonder who we are, and what is our purpose, and why are we here? And there surely has to be something better than this, because until we find our purpose, until we find ourselves, until we feel a resounding vibration of our God self, we're pretty pitiful out there. Do you know that? Do you remember? Pretty pitiful. Once we begin to cry out, once we begin to ask, once we begin to wonder, there's always a door that opens somewhere that we can get the answers that we need for that very moment. It might lead us on a long journey, a path of many wonderful things, because there's wonderful truth out there in all different ways. But in most avenues of metaphysics, wherever you might go, it begins to talk about balance and harmony. And we begin to wonder, what kind of balance are they talking about? And I'm pretty good. What kind of harmony? As long as I don't argue back or scream too loud so the neighbors can't hear, I think I'm doing okay. You know, people live like that because we don't understand in personality, in personal responsibility, and what we think up here and what we feel in emotion gets us out of balance. And every thought, every angry thought, every negative thought, every thought that thinks that we're doing it all instead of that God energy, it all comes back. It comes back. And you know why it comes back? Besides the law of karma, besides the law of cause and effect? Because it teaches us self-responsibility. None of us get by with this negative thinking. None of us get by with taking something that's not ours. None of us get by, because eventually the law of cause and effect will roll over us like a steamroller, and we'll wonder what in the world happened to us. And most of us have tried different avenues of religion and ended up here because it didn't make sense to us. That doesn't mean it doesn't make sense to other people. But I watched those people at the memorial service. I watched their eyes that were pretty dead. And I knew they were just tuning out. I'd been there many years ago. They were tuning out that death was in the room. They were tuning out that there might be a good place and a bad place. And they were ignorant of the fact that right here, right now, today, we can live in that heaven world. Right now, it's learning the law of balance. We all have a purpose on this world in this day and time. We all have a purpose. Any of us that have any kind of an awakening experience. It says in the Bible about a new Jerusalem, a new day, a new wonderful place to be. It wasn't talking about a city. It was talking about our consciousness within ourselves. It's talking about how do we get to that place where out there no longer affects us? How do we get to that place with harmony and balance, where no longer are the ways of the world and the storms of our negative thinking coming back to us? It begins just like the beautiful song. It begins by looking around and being thankful and grateful for what we have. It's looking around and being grateful for the beautiful flowers. Simple things at first. Just simple things at first. And you can't help but begin to respond. And then when you're driving, if you're listening to beautiful music, you don't notice the driver that cut you off as much. And you soon lose that need to get even. You know what that is. I know every one of you know. Because we learn that when we're little bitty kids. And we sometimes learn that when we're driving. And for some of us, we have to go to driving school because of things like that. So, you know, through the law of cause and effect, even here, it gets us. Life molds us. A very close friend of my granddaughter's has lost his license. Well, it takes a lot to get it back. But I tell you what, seeing everything that this person is going through and what all he has to pay to get his license back, that he's doing it all himself, $2,000. Let me tell you, I guarantee he will probably never get another ticket, let alone lose his license. You see, life teaches us something even when we don't know how to be in balance. It teaches us what not to do. Oh, I don't want to be there again. But after so much of living life, which we all have, we've all lived life out there before we knew. I've had my car impounded because I didn't know that in Kentucky you couldn't take the license plate off the back of your car and put it on the new car, because that's what you did in Indiana. You know what the judge said? Ignorance is no excuse for the law. It's the same with life. Ignorance is no excuse for metaphysical law, for natural law, because it all comes back to all of us. And if we don't have a way to learn about natural law, life gives us all kinds of lessons. And we need to be grateful for those too. Thank you for that message. It allowed me to be in harmony with state laws now. Thank you for the sorrowful things that I have been through. When I learned to be grateful, I learned another law in life. And when I got into metaphysical law and learned about Hermes' law, I found out it's been here for thousands of years. It's been here. It's been known. Natural law has been here. But I, at that time, began to awaken to, oh, there's black and white laws of natural law. Oh, I can make a difference in my life. But you know what happens when we make a difference in our own life? We start looking around. We start feeling something stirring within us. And that reflection of that God energy of natural law, of us doing our part, we begin to sense something. We begin to feel something stirring within us that we have to share. You can't keep it in if it's nothing more than a smile. In the Bible, it talks about water many times. And water can be symbolic of our thinking. When we're thinking calmly and in balance, it's like a smooth lake of water in front of us. Don't get mad, but remember how you were when you used to get angry. That causes turbulence in the water. It causes stormy water. think about that vibration that you used to experience. Or if you sometimes accidentally get there, because if you accidentally get there and you haven't been there for a long time, do you know what happens? We all find that out too. We get a headache and we don't feel so good and we're worn out and we get a little depressed because our bodies aren't used to that type of existence anymore. When we get angry, not only do people not want to be around us, but our cells and our atoms react and poison comes through our bodies. And before long, because of our wrong thinking, our bodies get out of balance. And before long, there's a little disease, or like the song last week, a little sniffle. Something starts to hit upon us. It's learning to be grateful and responsible and sharing our love in this day and age, because the new Jerusalem is a new way of thinking, so that we become spiritualized and we spread love and light and harmony, because that's a byproduct of being grateful. That's a byproduct of being aware of that love that lives within our heart chakra that we were not aware of when we were in that negative ego state of thinking we were either too good or not good enough. That wonderful energy where we begin to realize that every flower, every blade of grass, every person, we all vibrate that love when we consciously begin living in balance and harmony. And when we vibrate that and our area becomes spiritualized, those people who are awakening, and we all see them every day on the street, wonderful people with smiles on their faces. It's a response. It's a knowledge of realizing, not only am I God's child, but you're God's child. And I feel that love coming from you. I feel that love coming from me. I feel it like an electricity of a power that's pure in essence, that gives inspiration. The new Jerusalem is here for our taking by simply being responsible for our actions, our thoughts, and for sending love and light. Spirit has told us who we are and how we are. I talked just a little bit about it just a while ago. We take with us. We take with us even to the place where we're going to live when we first get there. So you might like to know how you live. If you don't think you're living too well, you can improve it. You can improve your life here, which improves your life there. It all goes together. And I can tell you, when you live this law, and when you give of the essence of who you are, that spiritual being within yourself that is already good enough. It's the ego that says you're too good or not good enough. But when you're already good enough, you always give credit to that love within. You always give credit to that beautiful inspiration that connects us all, that when we're quiet in that secret place of the Most High, when that energy comes to us, that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt where we've been, what we're here, and where we're going to. That's the new Jerusalem. That's finding the purpose for yourself of why we are here. And when we know why we are here, we begin to grow in confidence. We begin to grow in strength. We've already been growing in love. And all of those negative things begin to even leave our vocabulary. All those negative feelings that we used to have, you just become aware. You don't have those in your heart anymore. And you begin to realize that no matter what happens to somebody out there, be it a family member, be it a neighbor, be it somebody, we can send love to them, but we cannot be responsible for them. We can show them the way, but we also have to let God's laws take place and precedence in their life, because they might not understand what you understand in this lifetime. They might not ever understand where you are this lifetime. And that's okay, because life goes on, and we've got all of eternity to learn. Learning never stops. Learning never ends. And we all have free will. But it's another thing to let go and let God have precedence over those people you think that you need to change, because we can't change anybody but ourselves. God bless you all.
Bless you.